Hello guys, and welcome to KCast, my podcast where we talk about anything and everything. And today we're going to be talking about The Sims 4 once again. And they just came out and played a trailer about their new expansion pack, Eco Lifestyle, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's get into this episode. Like I said earlier, they just released a trailer about the new stuff pack. I mean, the new expansion pack called Eco Lifestyle will be coming once it is released on June 5th, 2020. It's going to be coming to PC, Mac, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. And you can pre-order it now. This is not sponsored, but you can pre-order it. And this time we're quite early, so I'm really excited about that. And we're just gonna, like in every other Sims 4 episode that I do, we're just gonna read through it and talk about it a little bit, and that's it. So we're just gonna start at where it says change the world in Evergreen Harbor. So this is a new world that you will be able to play in, have a new gameplay in. Every action you take and decision you make influences the state of the world around you. The cleaner Evergreen Harbor gets, the more you'll see nature thriving. You determine whether the skies are smoggy or clear enough to see the aurora borealis glimmering above. Sorry if I kind of butchered that up. Let garbage pile up on the streets of your neighborhood or clean it up to create lush green walking paths in town. It's up to you. So right away, we already get into some very realistic gameplay. And it says if you let the trash pile up, then it's just going to be dirty. I think it applies to our world too. And especially with global warming and things going on, I think this is a very good time to release this. Only thing that would have made it better if they released it on Earth Day. But that's okay, because it is setting a good example. And I think this will be fun to play around with. So it also says upgrade your home. New updates and build/buy encourage going green too. For the first time, you can offset your bills with wind turbines, solar panels, and dew collectors. Reduce your eco footprint and invest in a living rooftop for a splash of bright color. If you don't know what a living rooftop is, it's where you have the grass on top of your roof. I think those are really pretty. So that's exciting. Inside, choose between gorgeous new furniture, sustainably made of course, or upcycle someone else's junk into beautiful items. Oh, and right here it has a picture of them. I think they're recycling. Oh, this is so fun. This looks so much fun. Really? Oh, it has trash cans. So they're trying to recycle. They're trying to recycle, and they have some Sims thinking about it. That's really cool. Maybe in Create a Sim, maybe this will have a new personality trait to where they want to be maybe activists and try and take charge in keeping the world go green. I think activists is already in Create a Sim, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. I have to go back and check, but I'm pretty sure it is. But I think this will be fun if they add something to it. Okay, and it says make or break it. Speaking of reclaiming and repurposing things, why don't you check out a new job as a maker? As you go around town, keep an eye out for collectibles and materials for your next project. Brave Sims might try dumpster diving for resources like dyes, bits and pieces and ingredients, as long as they don't mind the smell. That is, my Sims can go dumpster diving now. Wow, it's fun. I'm speechless for that. Choose the freelance crafter career to fill mail and internet orders for your candles, fizzy juices, in every single episode I always get, like, my tongue always gets tied on certain words. Busy juices, upcycled objects, and more. Or try to encourage your neighbors to vote for a community maker space where you can all craft together. Man, I want to see my Sim try and go dumpster diving. That sounds... It's exciting. I won't say it's exciting and interesting. I don't think it's something that I would want to do. But if you did go look in the... If you did watch the trailer, it shows the Sims working by candlelight and not using electricity. So this seems really fun. Maybe on next year's Earth Day, it'll be fun. You know how some people do right now in real life, where we stop using the electricity or the lights and we go by candlelight. Have your Sims do that. And this could be a lot of fun new challenges, only not using electricity in the Sims and just growing your garden. I mean, you could already have a garden before, but this just brings a lot of new gameplay. Okay, this says, use your voice. Unused community spaces are going to waste, literally, as a dump. Rally your neighbors to decide how to use it. To get that makerspace, you're going to need support. Want a shared planting space with vertical gardens instead? Vote for it. Every week, you can join your new community in voting for a neighborhood action plan. Transform the shared lot, promote the performing arts, suggest a weekly workout, demand an upcycling initiative, or explore the many other options on the board. Just know that you can end up wearing a paper bag on your head if things go sideways. Oh, and it shows the different Sims talking to each other. Oh, and it shows this Sim holding up her green print, let's just say, because it's green instead of blue. And in the trailer, if you have not seen it, she makes this device, and it sucks up all the dirt and makes the town green again. So that's what they seem to be talking about here. And I wonder if that's a new hairstyle. I can't remember if I've seen that before. And they're talking about plants and things like that. Whatever you do in Evergreen Harbor, know that you are changing the world. It says blah blah blah, order the pack. As you anxiously wait to move into your new neighborhood, connect with your fellow players. Oh, it's just saying stuff about connecting with the different players. And I think that's about it. So that sounds really fun. I'm excited for this new gameplay. And this is a lot of stuff. So they don't have a list or any pictures of things that might be in this stuff pack like there usually is. But there are just other pictures of the Sims using the things. And so they have different garages, and there's garages, and the Sims I think are recycling things and making new things out of them. So, and I'm not gonna watch the video because I don't know how the sound will affect it, but please, I've been trying to do more Sims videos because I think these are the more of my popular ones. So, but if there's anything else that I should do, I could say just ask me, but no, or just comment down below, but this is not YouTube. So I'm gonna try and do a variety of things. That's what I wanted when I started this podcast. I didn't want to just focus on one thing. I wanted to have a variety of things. So I don't want to just turn this into a Sims channel, but we will check in because I do really like playing it. It's very interesting. I think there's plenty of things to talk about. And I think the next time, if I do talk about Sims, we probably will be doing Sims for a while because I do like talking about it. I think we will do, I forgot what it's called. It's an old pack. Again, we just did Discovery University. It was old, but it was still fun to talk about. It's kind of new. I forgot. Strangerville. Yes, I think we're going to do Strangerville next, unless something else comes up about... We'll probably still do a little bit of an update about the Eco Lifestyle Pack if something else comes out during the next episode. So, just tune in for that. And make sure that you share. If you like these, then please share with other people and tell your friends about this. And please do help support. Please do help support my podcast. And that's it. Bye, guys.